WoWo salutes Hicksville, Ohio, a haunting place to be. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 5 o'clock.
Good evening. It's 68 degrees in Fort Wayne at last report, with the outlook for tonight calling for clear skies and a low in the low 30s. I'm Bill Fisher with the 5 o'clock WoWo News. A 42-year-old Fort Wayne man was killed late this morning following the collision of a semi and dump truck on State Road 5 about 3 miles south of South Whitley, Indiana, in Whitley County. That is David Wilford of the 7100 block of Homestead Road here in Fort Wayne. According to state police officials, the semi's wheels went off the edge of the road, and when the driver tried to get back on the road, he lost control and struck the dump truck head-on. Wilford, who was the driver of the dump truck, was pronounced dead at Whitley County Memorial Hospital in Columbia City. The driver of the semi was not seriously injured. In the meantime, State Road 5 at the site of that fatal traffic crash is still closed at this hour. Officials say it will be at least another hour before the highway can be cleared and reopened to traffic. A suit asking $225,000 in damages was filed in Allen Superior Court today against a Fort Wayne police officer and the city. Patrick Moore and his parents, Gerald and Patricia, allege Officer Greg Lewis used excessive force in hitting the 17-year-old over the head with a handgun while attempting to take him into custody. The incident reportedly occurred a year and a half ago during May of 1977 in the 900 block of Rivermet. The suit contends the teenager suffered a fractured skull because of unreasonable force of the police officer's part and careless training by the city. The Agriculture Department says prices of food on the farm before traveling through the pipeline to consumers rose by 1% during October. The increase was led by price hikes in cattle, hogs, milk, soybeans, and wheat. Prices declined for citrus, broiler chickens, potatoes, and apples. Prices were 23% above a year ago. It was the second consecutive monthly increase after two consecutive monthly declines. The AFL-CIO is urging President Carter to call a special session of Congress to enact mandatory wage and price controls. Correspondent Charles Van Dyke reports.
The AFL-CIO has rejected President Carter's anti-inflation program of voluntary wage and price guidelines, calling instead for mandatory economic controls. As President George Meany put it,
while the program demonstrates the president's desire to address the problem of inflation, the plan his advisors have devised is unfair and inequitable, and the end result of their ill-considered proposals could well be another recession.
Instead, Meany urged President Carter to call a special lame duck session of Congress to draft a program of mandatory controls on such items as profits, dividends, rents, and professional fees, as well as wages and prices. Charles Van Dyke, Washington.
Excise taxes in Allen County are up 35% as compared to this time last year, according to County Auditor Joanne Ebelhair. These are the taxes paid when buying license plates.
Usually the second half of the year is lower than the first half of the year, but this last 6 months is running about 35% ahead of the last 6 months of 77. And when I talked to the people at the License Bureau, they said they've sold about 7,000 more plates. So evidently, car buying is way up in Allen County.
Because of the unanticipated windfall, over $1 million will be added to the county budget. WoWo News Time, 5:03.
I'm going to have a really great car. Something sporty. With a tape deck. White walls. Maybe even a sunroof or something.
At Lincoln National Bank, our people know all kinds of ways to help you get your dream. And we're ready to start the minute you are. Maybe your answer is an easy-to-repay Lincoln Bank car loan. Or a planned savings program. Or any one of several other solutions we'll gladly help you arrange. Professional financial services from Lincoln. Another reason why we're the bank right for you. Talk to us. Lincoln National Bank. Member FDIC.
Checking. Wobbleland weather clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west wind. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, northwest winds to 15. Clear and calm at night with a low near 30. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s and a chance of evening showers. Currently, at last report, we had 68 degrees in Fort Wayne at 5:05. The 4th District's three congressional candidates debated before an audience of around 300 people at the Chamber of Commerce this morning. WoWO's Victor Locke reports.
One question posed to candidates: how do you shore up the U.S. dollar? Incumbent Dan Quayle blamed deficit government spending.
When our inflation rate is 8-10%, and the major cause of our inflation is deficit spending, and when Germany has an inflation rate of 2-3%, our dollar is going to go down, and their currency is going to go up.
Democrat John Waldus says more than government is to blame.
Mr. Quayle did mention the trade deficit as a very important reason why the dollar keeps sliding overseas. But it's not just oil imports. We keep hitting upon oil imports. That's not the main reason we have trade deficits. It's foreign manufactured goods.
And American candidate Terry Heifle contends the dollar won't stop its devaluation until we return to a bullion-based system.
You know, it says in the Constitution that our monetary system should be based on gold and silver. We're not based on gold and silver any longer. And our economy is very shaky because of that very reason.
The candidate's views on Carter's anti-inflation program and offers of tax incentives to those holding wage and price increases also differed, Waldus standing alone in supporting the program. Victor Locke, WoWO News.
Israeli and Egyptian negotiators reported progress today in their first formal face-to-face talks in 10 days, but diplomatic sources warned of serious disagreements standing in the way of a peace treaty. The official conference spokesman said things are moving along and all the delegations are trying very hard to reach agreement. Prime Minister Begin said today that Israel and Egypt would soon sign a peace treaty, perhaps by December 9th, the day before Begin and Egyptian President Sadat get the Nobel Peace Prize. Speaking to members of his governing bloc, Begin said his optimism was the result of reports he received from the Israeli negotiators at the Washington peace talks. In Cairo, the Middle East news agency said a peace treaty may be reached in 2 weeks if talks continue without interruption. However, it quoted official sources as saying that some very important issues have not yet been resolved. On Wall Street today,
the Dow Jones Industrials closed at 792.45, down 19.40 on a volume of 42,880,000 shares. Declines led advances 1,130 to 483. The NASDAQ Composites closed down 1.28 at 111.12. Stocks of local interest are Lincoln National Corp, 35.25, up a quarter. NIPSCO, 15.5, down a half. Tokheim, 24.25, up a quarter. GE, 47.5, down 7/8. Harvester, 32.625, down 1/8. And SuperValue, 16.5, up a quarter. This is Ralph Crowe with Traub.
Here's the Chicago cash market report from Keith Bell at Clayton Brokerage in Fort Wayne. Wheat is down 2.5 cents at 356.5. Corn is down 1.25 at 219.25. Oats are down 2 cents at 130.25. Beans are down 15.25 at 693.25. The closing Chicago futures market report: December wheat is down 2.5 cents at 361.5. December corn is down 1.25 cents at 234.25. December oats are down 2 cents at 141.25. November beans are down 14.25 cents at 707.25. WoWO News Time, 5:08.
You can count on Kelch's Kelch Pharmacy. You can count the savings to one stop, and you'll agree.
If you're 62 years young or over, be sure to register for Kelch's Senior Club, another part of Kelch's Guardian Service. Your membership card entitles you to a 10% discount on many different things: prescriptions, eyeglasses, the purchase of convalescent aids, and all Kelch brand, Debris brand, and Family Care brand products. Now that's a lot of saving. To register, stop by any convenient Kelch pharmacy. Kelch's Senior Club means lots of savings that you can count on.
You can count on Kelch's for all your needs. You can count on Kelch's. Whoa, whoa, it's Rob Westerby. Is there a compulsive eater in your family who needs help? Write Overeaters Anonymous, Box 6247, Fort Wayne, 46896.
Recapping this hour's top stories, a head-on collision late this morning between a semi-trailer and a dump truck on State Road 5 in Whitley County, Indiana, claimed the life of a Fort Wayne man. Killed was 42-year-old David Wilford of the 7100 block of Homestead Road. AFL-CIO President George Meany today urged President Carter to call a post-election session of Congress to enact mandatory wage price controls. Meany claimed that Carter's voluntary program could produce a recession. Warmland weather clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west winds. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, northwest winds to 15 miles per hour. Clear and calm tomorrow night with a low near 30. The outlook for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s and a chance of evening showers. Remember, Earl Finkel has a complete look at weather just 10 minutes from now. Currently in Fort Wayne, winds out of the north, 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity of 48% officially at the airport. Sunny skies, 64 degrees. Bill Fisher, Wobble News, and at 5:11, Chris Roberts, more music.
Bill, have you ever had a change of heart?
No. Yes.
From 1190 Wobo, 14 minutes after 5 o'clock is Happy Go Home time. Chris and the crew here on Halloween Day, October 31st, 1978. Keith Carradine sings for you.
It's not my way to love you just when no one's looking. It's not not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside of me. When it's love you won't be needing, you're not free. Please stop pulling at my sleeve if you're just playing. If you won't take the things you make me wanna give. I never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half free to wander as you play. But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Is the word, I'll play your game as though that's how it ought to be. Because I'm easy. Don't lead me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you have to be a sometime thing. Can't put bars on my inside. My love is something I can't hide. It still hurts when I recall the times I tried. But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up a fight. Cause I'm easy. Don't do me favors, let me watch you from a distance. Cause when you're near, I find it hard to keep my eyes hid. When your eyes throw light at mine, it's enough to change my mind. Make me leave my cautious words and waste in time. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Say you want me, I'll come running without taking time to think. Because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight. Because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be.
That's precisely the way I feel about it. Keith Carradine from Nashville, well, not from the city, from the movie, as a matter of fact. 17 minutes after 5 o'clock. Chris, stand by for Earl.
The Redcoats are coming. The Redcoats are coming. The Avis Redcoats are coming to bring you fantastic savings on the pick of the Avis fleet. Avis Young Used Cars, 4560 Speedway, Fort Wayne, has over 50 1977-1978 GM models, from Chevettes to full-size cars for you to choose from. And Avis Young Used Cars has a 12,000-mile or 12-month warranty. See for yourself all the GM cars at the Avis grand opening this week. You'll enjoy free refreshments in their remodel showroom, and you'll be able to take advantage of their special grand opening prices too. All licensed drivers may register to win free use of a vacation van for 2 weeks. No purchase is necessary, and you need not be present to win. Ron Gregory will be broadcasting from Avis Young Used Cars, 4560 Speedway, this Saturday after the IU game. The Avis Redcoats are coming. The Avis Redcoats are coming. The Avis Redcoats. When you need to know, you can depend on Fort Wayne's largest radio news staff, 24 hours a day. WoWo Radio, a great place to be.
What would you think of a congressman who supported providing free food stamps to strikers, thus having the government take sides in a labor dispute? What would you think of a congressman who supported a 5 cent per gallon increase in federal gasoline taxes? That's exactly what Phil Sharp has done. And that's why a lot of people think we need a new congressman. Earl Butts says...
The 10th Indiana Congressional District deserves a good representative in Washington like Bill Fraser. I'm sure you wouldn't find him voting for a lot of unpopular things back in this district. I don't think he'd be for free food stamps for strikers. I don't believe he'd be for a common situs picketing bill. I don't believe he'd be for a cargo preference bill that would raise the cost of fuel for all the farmers in this district. I don't believe he'd be for a consumer protection agency to look over your shoulders. Bill Fraser would be your kind of congressman.
This November, send Washington a message. Send Bill Fraser to Congress.
Paid for and authorized by the Bill Fraser for Congress Committee.
W-O-W-O, W-O-W-O.
brought to you 19 minutes after 5 by Doc Dancer, the area's number one whole house heating and air conditioning specialist, conveniently located in Huntington, Decatur, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Doc Dancer is the place you can find service 24 hours a day. He's the doc who sells only the best and will always
just kicked on and now your house smells like burnt dust and there's an oily smudge on the furniture. Call Doc Dancers. We're the experts in furnace cleaning, repair, and replacement. If your furnace needs cleaning, we'll do it perfectly. If you need furnace repair, you'll be assured of having professionals there. And if you need a new heating unit, we recommend one of the Williams furnaces. Units that save energy and money. Doc Dancers featuring Williams heating units and the best furnace repair and cleaning service in the area. Three locations in Fort Wayne, Decatur, and Huntington are on call 24 hours a day. Doc Dancers, call us before the problems start.
He's a doc who loves to make house calls. Oh, let him call. Let him call. Let him call on you.
Well, Earl, a big night is underway. I think here in town the kids got out at 4 o'clock this afternoon to knock on doors and ring doorbells, and they'll be out till about 8 o'clock tonight in superb weather for them, huh?
Certainly is, but I hope they took our advice not to be fooled by that quickie warm-up we got during the afternoon, because it's chilly. The temperature's falling quickly now back into the low 60s and then into the 50s and 40s rather quickly. So do use some caution now. Bundle up under the costumes. They're making them pretty flimsy, as you know. And then we will be looking at temperatures overnight falling into the upper 20s to low 30s across the big metro area. As far as any rain goes, that seems to be confined out into southern Iowa and in Missouri, where temperatures are moving up into the 50s and 60s with a little collision on the cold front, and we wonder how things like that could possibly happen, huh? Well, those showers with a little bit of hail are even falling in through that section. Otherwise, Midwest corn and bean complex and the U.S. of A. is pretty high and dry. The only other spooky place there is in through the Nevada area where it's snowing, and a little bit in the Sierras with showers in California. 30 and 90-day forecast, looking at temperatures expected to be above normal. Boy, if we can do that through January, that'll be the end of the whole operation. Boy, oh boy, nice weather, huh? Anyways, how the forecast goes for spooky old Volo Land. Temperatures tonight under clear skies and light winds, dropping off to 28 to 34 degrees. And for tomorrow, sunny skies and cooler, temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow night, we'll be back down to 28 to 32. And then as we head up into the 60s Thursday, a gusty southwest wind and a few sprinkles, and that's about it. So you all be careful tonight now. Wear something white, and all the car drivers are going to be careful, and we're going to be okay, right?
Hope you got a dish of candy at home.
Oh, we got gum. We got candy. Sylvia may even make some meatloaf to give away to the unsuspecting folks.
I'll tell you what. I'll be right over.
You never ate one of her bouncing meatloaf.
Hey, you can keep the candy. I want to try the meatloaf. That's one of my favorites, you know.
All right, one meatloaf to go.
All righty. Hey, listen, have a good night. We'll catch you tomorrow. Huh?
Okay, sucker.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
64 degrees and sunny this hour in Fort Wayne. 48% relative humidity. Winds up in the north at 10 miles per hour on the obrometer, 30.26 and on the rise right now. Earl Finkel weather has been brought to you by Doc Dancer, the area's number one whole house heating and air conditioning specialist, conveniently located in Huntington, Decatur, and Fort Wayne, Indiana. 23 minutes after 5 o'clock is happy go home time, but lines are cleared right now. Standing by for your call. Want us to be caller number 10 on the Wobo Whiz Kids contest line at 467-1190. 467-119L Zippo. Long distance dialing code is 219. Good luck, number 10.
Have a happy Halloween.
from 1190 WoWo. 27 after 5 o'clock on the telephone line right now and standing by to become a WoWo Whiz Kid is Jeff Miller of Fort Wayne. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Are you all set to win?
I hope so.
Okay, that's the spirit, Jeff. Got to be excited here about this. Prize number one, a DE Custom Electric Slicing Knife. You have one of those?
No.
Well,
my mom could use it.
Right, very good. Well, let's see here. Let's play for prize number one then and question number one. Oh, boy. You all set there?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it comes, Jeff. Listen carefully. You have 10 seconds to answer. There are many famous people named Drake. Which of the following was the famous navigator? Now, I'm going to read off a bunch of people named Drake, and you tell me which was the famous navigator. You know, like Magellan and people like that who went around the Columbus, you know, that kind of navigator. I'm not talking about the one on a B-52 at Grissom Air Force Base. I'm talking about the old-time navigator that gets in the big ship and goes around the world. Now, here's some names there. Listen very carefully, Jeff. Daniel Drake, Francis Marion Drake, Sir Francis Drake, or Francis Samuel Drake. I'll read those again if you like. If not, you can give me a guess. Daniel Drake, Francis Marion Drake, Sir Francis Drake, or Francis Samuel Drake. I got the clock running right there, Jeff. You can stop me if you like, if you already know the answer.
Was it Sir Francis Drake?
Yes, indeed it was Sir Francis Drake. Well, your mom has got a GE Custom Electric Slicing Knife, and I'm as happy as I can be. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. Jeff, if you like, you can give me the prize back, or it takes a nervy guy to do this, but you can take the prize away from your mom and give it to me, and we'll play for a water pick shower massage for question number two. It's all up to you.
I'll take the knife.
You're going to take the knife.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Jeff, I don't blame you one bit, because the second question was, what is the smallest Indiana county? The smallest one. You know that offhand?
Vandenberg?
No, the answer is Blackford County. You've done the right thing, Jeff, by keeping the slicing knife. Really, you have. And our thanks to Fred Reynolds, Robert Dugler, and Rick Ashton, James Broderick from the Fort Wayne Public Library for their help in compiling the questions and answers used during the WoWo Whiz Kids contest. Jeff, I'm going to take your entry here, make sure that you get a knife in the mail, and I'm also going to place it in the big barrel over here for the grand prize of the WoWo Whiz Kids contest. That's a beautiful WoWo grandfather clock. That'll be drawn tomorrow at 10 minutes before 2 or thereabouts on the Jack Underwood Show, and you're in for that, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jeff, have a good night now.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our Grave Security Services has a few suggestions on how to ensure your personal safety. 1. Leave a few lights on in the house when you plan to be out at night. 2. Always lock your car and take the keys with you. And 3. When you go on vacation, make arrangements to stop your mail, newspaper, and other deliveries. Hargrave Security Services has been in the business since 1888, making life safe and secure for retailers, industries, and individuals. For your security needs, see Hargrave Security Services, 1622 North Wells Street in Fort Wayne.
At Light World, 30% savings on table lamps, swag lamps, mirrors, and all accessories will add year-round accents of beauty to your home. If you've been wanting a special lighting effect, now is the time to see the lighting professionals at Light World. Mirrors, table lamps, swag lamps, or any accessory at a 30% savings. Better hurry. Offers like this don't last long. Light World, 3050 East State, one half block west of Hobson.
A whole new world of lighting ideas from the professionals at Light World.
Thank you. It's 5:30 right now, and now from the WoWo newsroom, Bill Fisher on Halloween 1978 and the news update. Bill, it's over to you.
Okay, Prime Minister Begin said today that a peace treaty with Egypt will be signed soon, with the ceremony perhaps coming by December 9th. That's the day before Begin and President Sadat get the Nobel Peace Prize. Israeli and Egyptian negotiators reported progress today in their first formal face-to-face talks in Washington in 10 days, but diplomatic sources warned of serious disagreements standing in the way of a peace treaty. A general strike has shut down Iran's huge oil industry. Iran exports some 5 million barrels of oil a day. Locally, a head-on collision late this morning between a semi-trailer and a dump truck on State Road 5 in Whitley County, Indiana, claimed the life of a Fort Wayne man. Killed was 42-year-old David Wilford of the 7100 block of Homestead Road. Overland weather clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west winds. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, northwest winds to 15. Clear and calm tomorrow night with a low near 30. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s and a chance of evening showers. Currently in Fort Wayne, sunny skies, 64 degrees.
Thank you, Bill. Boy, you got to be careful with those tape echoes. And Sparks is telling me, you turn that up loud enough and let it roll long enough, and you'll blow us clean off the air. And I'm going to risk it. I don't know about you. 20 minutes now before 6. Here's Barry Manilow to sing.
You remind me I live in a shell. Safe from
It's us, 1190 Wolo, 25 now before 6 o'clock, have to go home time. Halloween 1978, young Chris is here. Along with the Pride of Wabash, Indiana, the Crystal Gale sings.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone and don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is a and don't it make my brown eyes blue. Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reason, give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say nothing, but don't say goodbye. Bad. Didn't know just what I had, but honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Seems to be What a name.
Johnson from 1190. Whoa, with young Chris, 20 minutes before 6 o'clock, Art Salzberg around the corner with a Tuesday Halloween sports update for you. And what else we have? Something else I want to tell you about. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it must not make any difference, right?
Congressman Dan Quayle speaks out on the federal bureaucracy.
The most powerful party in our country today is not the Republican Party, nor the Democratic Party. It is the party of the federal bureaucrats. According to the Constitution, the United States Congress is to make the laws of our land. However, more laws are being made by unelected federal bureaucrats than by the elected Congress. The bureaucrats have the authority to make rules and regulations, which have the same effect as a law. There are literally thousands of rules and regulations written weekly. One method of controlling the federal bureaucracy is through sunset legislation, of which I am a sponsor. Sunset legislation requires the Congress to periodically review all existing agencies and eliminate those that are no longer useful. In order to bring federal spending under control and to help stop inflation, we must control the rapid growth of the federal bureaucracy.
Re-elect Congressman Dan Quayle. Let's keep a good man going. The preceding message has been paid for by the Quayle for Congress Committee.
This week on the special of the week, Taking It Easy with Jimmy Seals and Dash Croft. After a 20-year climb to the top, they finally found the time to relax long enough to tell us how they got there and how they stayed there. It's been anything but easy. And now, the Seals and Crofts are risking it all by developing a new, even fresher sound. Jimmy and Dash's wives and in-laws join them in telling the story. It's the Seals and Crofts Family Hour. This week on the special of the week.
Hear the special of the week this Saturday afternoon at 5. The story and music of Seals and Crofts. Saturday at 5 on the special of the week.
I remember the first time I heard from Seals and Crofts, I guess, what, about the summer of 1972 and the song Summer Breeze. And back then, the big word was around that, that they were part of a group called the Champs, or maybe, in fact, were the Champs. And they had a song out called Tequila back in 1958. Remember that song?
I remember that song.
That was a big hit.
I remember the drink, too.
Well, the song was 1958. The drink may have been yesterday.
Last night, as a matter of fact. Well, the great question has been answered, Chris. In light of recent court rulings mandating the allowance of female reporters in the New York Yankees dressing room, many of us have been wondering aloud whether male reporters were going to be allowed in locker rooms of the teams in the new Women's Basketball League. The answer came today, and it was a resounding no. Rats. But don't feel too badly, fellows. A league spokesman says no reporters, male or female, are going to be allowed in WBL dressing rooms. The new Women's Basketball League, by the way, kicks off on December 9th with the Milwaukee Does playing the Chicago Hustle. Walter Payton may not appear to be having that good a year, but he's still leading the National Football Conference in rushing. Statistics released today by the NFL show Payton has gained 783 yards in 194 carries so far this season. While we're on the subject of the National Football League, I should tell you that the San Francisco 49ers fired their coach today. Pete McCauley had managed only one victory in 9 games. He was replaced by offensive coordinator Fred O'Connor. The latest UPI college football poll shows Oklahoma on top once again this week with Penn State number 2, Alabama 3, Nebraska 4, and Maryland 5. Rounding out the top 10 are Southern California, Texas, Houston, Michigan, and UCLA. Purdue is number 14 this week, Notre Dame 15, and Ohio State is back in the top 20 at number 20. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, Chris, but Ohio State's coach Woody Hayes was at it again yesterday. At a weekly gathering of the media, he was asked if he would care to comment on a recent poll showing that 56% of the people surveyed felt he should resign. He started out calmly enough, but suddenly launched a tirade against the reporter who had asked the question and ended by telling that reporter he could go straight to hell and stalking from the room. The question, I think, was legitimate. A simple and gracious no comment would have been sufficient.
Well, it would have been Woody Hayes, and it wouldn't have been Woody Hayes at all if, you know, he said no comment. You got to be colorful in this world to stand out from the rest of them.
Woody is certainly that bright red was the color yesterday.
You don't necessarily have to reach over and smack somebody to do it, but you got to be colorful in this world today. What would you say to Woody Hayes if you were here on Sports Talk? Let me ask you another question. Let me go one step further than that. We talk about Howard Cosell. We joust Howard Cosell. We mention mistakes that he makes on the air. Would you not be in awe if Howard Cosell came in for the Sports Talk show and sat down right next to you there?
I certainly would.
So would I. Case closed. Now let's go to Woody Hayes.
Woody Hayes has been very successful.
Yeah.
And I would be in awe of him if he were here as well.
Yeah.
He's reached the top of his profession.
You're a professional interviewer, though. I mean, being a newsman, you're in there asking questions and digging for the story. Would you be afraid to talk to him? I would. And I used to be in the news business. I'd be afraid of getting the guy mad.
It's got to make you a little nervous. You've got to think about it, knowing his reputation. And, of course, that's what he wants you to do.
So what I'm getting at is that I give the reporter that asked a question like that a lot of credit, because he knows Woody Hayes' reputation as well as the next guy.
I would hope that I would have the guts to ask a similar question.
Well, let's call him up. What is his number? Let's get him up right now.
I think I've got it right here.
Happy Halloween, Woody. I got Art on the line. Right, here, Richard Walker Sports, tomorrow morning on the Bob Seaver Show.
All the good sports are on. I'm not afraid to
1190 Wovo, 10 before 6 o'clock on Halloween 1978 with young Chris. 64 degrees and clear off our world-famous fire escape. Clear tonight, according to Earl Finkel, with an overnight low in the low 30s. Going to be colder, yep. Sunny tomorrow, then, in the upper 50s for a high, clear and calm tomorrow night, low near 30 degrees. It's Jerry Rafferty to sing.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. As long as I got your love, you know that I'll never be. When I wanted you to see my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line. I know how much I lean on you, only you can see. I've been too, I've felt the mark on me. You've been as constant as another star, the brightest light that shines. It's been you, woman, right down the line. Just one thing.
Welcome on board.
Allen County has a good man. Vance Amstutz is his name. Vance stands up and stands out while others look the same. At Vance up for 20 years, he has been the one. Vance meets people. Vance means business.
This is Vance Amstutz. During my last 4 years as county commissioner, I've encouraged citizens' involvement in all areas of concern. I hope to be reelected so I can work to keep Allen County a fine place to live.
Vance meets people. Vance means business. Amstutz gets things done.
Paid for by Amstutz for Commissioner Committee, Buck Harris, chairman.
Halloween night, you're in for a special Halloween treat from WoWo Radio. The WoWo players are presenting Edgar Allan Poe's chilling story, The Telltale Heart. After after the trick-or-treating is done, gather around the radio, dim the lights, and join Ron Gregory, Bob Stevers, Jack Underwood, Chris Roberts, Maureen McCosey, and Sam DeVincent in a radio thriller. The Telltale Heart, right after the 8 o'clock news on Halloween night.
That is tonight at 1190 WoWo, a great place to be. Get your tape recorders rolling. It's going to be a one-time only. Good shot, right? 5 or 4 or 6 years old, it's running.
Sitting in the morning sun, out in the city sun, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting on the dock, watching the tide.
Minutes to go before 6 o'clock, and I'll be on Christmas this afternoon. Thanks a lot for being along. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sparks. Afternoon crew, Ronaldo and Maureen tonight. And don't forget that big play at 8 o'clock.
She can kill with a smile. She can wound with her eyes. And she can ruin your face with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what she'll give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she feels like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She can't wait to see. frequently kind and she's suddenly cool. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Salutes Wabash, Indiana. It's a great place to be. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 6:01.
Good evening. It's 61 degrees in Fort Wayne. The outlook clear with a low tonight in the low 30s. I'm Jerry Hoffman with the 6 o'clock World War News. In the headlines, the Middle East peace talks are underway again.